The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter, and especially this verse. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He has loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God has so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How exactly is it that one learns to love? Do they learn to love by loving someone else? I would suggest the answer is no. Anyone that tries to learn how to love in the act of loving someone else will fail quite miserably. Oh, it's not to say that nothing is learned about love in the act of being in a relationship with someone else, but it is to say that's not really how one learns to love. So how then does one learn to love? Do they perhaps learn through reading books about love? Well, again, perhaps some skill can be learned in a book that might help in a relationship. But one cannot really learn to love from a book. Love is much more than a specific set of skills to be exercised. So how is it that one truly learns to love? Well, ultimately, there is only one way to learn to love. The only way to learn to love is to be loved. Yes, that's how one truly learns to love. How appropriate that our text from 1 John today happens to fall this year on Mother's Day. For no doubt, for most people, the person who teaches and taught them most powerfully to love is their mother. Well, this is not to say they don't learn how to love from others, but it is most often through our mothers that we learn first, and perhaps we learn best, how to love. Indeed, from very early on, from the first days an infant spends in this world, they learn how to love by receiving their mother's love. They receive that love in the first embrace they feel. They receive it at every feeding that their tired and exhausted mother rises to give them. They receive that love every time their mother lovingly rocks them back to sleep. And of course, those things are only the beginning of how children receive the love of their mothers. There's no doubt that toddlers receive that love in yet other ways, adolescents in still other ways, and teenagers, again, in different ways. But this one thing is true. As children receive this love from their mothers, not only are they loved, but they also learn how to love as well. No doubt it is the cumulative effect of many a mother's love that has done more to shape the world and our society in positive ways than almost anything else I can imagine. Oh, there's other important work to be done in the world, but no work exceeds the importance of good parenting, especially good mothering. And we must never forget this truth, even as we live in the midst of a world which for way too many years has tried to demean the work of mothering as something less important than other forms of work. No, we as God's people must affirm to all mothers, whether they work inside the home or outside the home, that the work of mothering entrusted to them is indeed vitally important to our world's well-being. It's important because through mothers, both men and women alike learn to love. And the more loving people we have in the world, the much better place it will be. But this idea that one truly learns how to love by being loved isn't just true when it comes to mothers. Our text from John reminds us that it's even more true when we think about our Heavenly Father. Yes, our text calls our attention back to that one who created the first mother, Eve, in the garden. He calls us back to the one who gives to us each our own mothers. He calls us back to his words to the one who loves us in ways our mothers could not even imagine. That love is indeed most true when it comes from God. And once again, the only way you and I can truly learn to love is to allow our Heavenly Father to love us. Yes, it shouldn't surprise us, I suppose, that what's true for mothers is also true for God. For while God purposely calls himself the Heavenly Father throughout Scripture, Jesus, when he was on this earth, also understood that God played a motherly role as well. You see, Jesus was the man who languished over his desire to gather in the Jews in Jerusalem. To gather them in, he said, like a mother hen does under her wing. Yes, Jesus understood the love of a mother. He understood it because he was involved in creating mothers. He also understood it because he had a mother on this earth. But ultimately, Jesus learned the most about love by being loved as well. Not just by his earthly mother, but by the one he turned to so often in prayer, his Heavenly Father. Yes, Jesus knew how to love from a greater source. A source that had love even more pure than that of a mother. Much love as Mary could pour out upon her boy Jesus. She could never match the love that was given to him from his Father. The same is true for you and for me. No matter how wonderfully loving our mother has been to us, she will never be able to match the love that we receive from our Heavenly Father. That's really the heart of what our text is all about. John writes this, in this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. Oh yes, when we talk about love, we often like to talk about what we do. But God reminds us today that if we truly want to talk about love as he defines it, the conversation must start not with what we do, but with what he has done. For God is the only source of true love. It is the only place we can, he is the only place we can go to receive such love. It's love that flowed into creation with every loving touch he placed upon that creation as he made it. It's love that flowed most powerfully when he sent his Son to the cross to die for us, effecting our salvation. It's love that flows every time his forgiveness is given to you, every time his Holy Spirit is renewed in you. That happens from pulpit, from font, or from altar. Yes, God reminds us today that all true conversations about love must start with talk about receiving his love. For if God had not given Adam and Eve his love, this world would be completely devoid of love. If he didn't care enough to send his Son into this world, love would only be talked about as something that existed way back when, rather than something that was very much in the present. And if God did not continue to deliver his love to people like you and me through word and through sacrament, true love would not be found among us either. It is only as God loves us in very real ways that we can then begin to talk about the love that we might share with one another. For the only way to learn to love is to be loved. And it is my prayer that you leave here today knowing this one thing above all else. You are loved. And no, not just by your earthly mother, by your heavenly Father. He loves you enough to place everything perfect in creation. Every flower to bloom, every grain from the ground to grow, every bit of oxygen placed up in the air, every mineral placed down in the ground, every animal given for work, every human given for companionship. God also loved you when he decided to send his Son into this world to die for you and rise for you. He would not, though he could not, simply sit in heaven and allow you to remain in your sin. He loved, and so he sent. And God continues to love you every time his forgiveness and his Spirit are given to you. He loved you way back at your baptism. He loves you every time you hear his promises proclaimed into your ears. He loves you every time the wafer makes it to your mouth and is followed by the wine. You are loved. Since God has loved you this way, not only are you loved, but you have also learned how to love. For God says, since I love you, love one another. What you have learned to do through me, now you go out and do in every place that you have been called to live. Yes, indeed, God tells us that when he loves us, his purpose is twofold. One, to assure us that we are loved, and secondly, to teach us how to love one another. That is why it can be said without doubt that the greatest gift anyone can receive on this earth is a Christian mother. A Christian mother who not only is uniquely positioned to dole out love because she's a mother, but also knows how to love because she has been loved dearly by her heavenly Father. We indeed are blessed to have among us this day such mothers who learn to love not just by being loved by their earthly mothers, but by learning love most properly from their heavenly Father. And today, as we stop on this Mother's Day to rejoice in that gift of mothers, in our praise of mothers, we also are giving glory to God. For mothers are his creation. They are the thing that he placed into the world to give us so much good, to show us love, and to teach us how to love. And so every good word we say today about our mothers, we should also add a second one to say something about our heavenly Father. For indeed, he is the true source of love. And thankfully for you and I that sit out in the pew today who happen not to be mothers and might wonder what this has to do with us, we must always realize that the work of loving is not given to mothers alone. No, fathers who have been loved by Jesus are to love as well. Those who are too young for children are still to love because they have been loved. Those who are not married yet are to love as well. You see, we can recognize today the special role that mothers play. And indeed we should. But we must also not allow that to somehow allow us to place all the work of loving on mothers. For each and every one of us gathered here today has been loved by God. And that being true, we are more than ready to love one another. The only way to learn to love is to be loved. And indeed, we have been so loved time and time again. Today, as we think about our lives and consider whether we have shared that love that we have received, we must realize that at times we have failed in that work. That the love that has flowed into us has not been the same love that has flowed out of us. That we have been loved and yet then at times have hated. That we have loved and then at times spoken unkind words. And when we realize that we have done these things, then we must stop We must repent of those sins and we must return to our Heavenly Father. But thanks be to Jesus, when we return to Him, we don't get a good whipping for all that we've done wrong. But rather, again, He simply loves us, forgiving us, giving us His Holy Spirit. As He loves us, we are loved, and we learn from love. As that song that Keith sang just a few moments ago says, of all our earthly gifts divine sent us from heaven above, none is more precious, none outshines the gift of a mother's love. I would have to agree. Indeed, on this earth there is nothing that outshines the love of a good Christian mother. But above the earth, there is that love. That love that outshines even the greatest act of love that a mother has ever done. That is the love of God. The true source of all love. The source that powers mother's love. The source that is in your life today. Yes, above all love is God's love. That love that you and I have learned at an occupied cross and at an unoccupied tomb. We are loved, and so have learned to love. Amen.